Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erev in Perik Ches, Mishnah Tess. Chatzra have a courtyard, she prusa me arba amos, that is less than 4 amos. Here's my problem. In the times of the Mishnah, people used to pour the dirty water, the used water, into the courtyard. A courtyard that is 4 amos is going to be able to absorb the average day's use of dirty water that's poured in, and then it gets absorbed in its place. If it's less than 4 amos, what's going to happen to the water? It's going to pour over into the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, ein shaychin b'saychem mayim b'Shabbos, you can't pour water into this little courtyard on Shabbos. Elin kin asur la'uga, unless you made a hole, machzekes sasayim. And there's a pit over here that could hold 2 sa of water, because that's the average amount of water that a person uses. And it has to be min a nekef ulamata. In other words, the water that's going to pour into this hole is going to have room for 2 sa of water to fill up before it comes back up through the hole out into the Rosh Hashanah. I don't want that to happen. So again, let's see the words of the Mishnah again. Chatzra courtyard sheprusa me'arba amis, that is less than 4 amis. Ein shaychin b'taychem mayim b'Shabbos. You can't pour your dirty water into this on Shabbos. El inkin asula uka, unless you have this hole with an area or a pit underneath it, a box, whatever it is. Machzeka sasayim, that can hold 2 sa of water min a neck of a lamata, from the hole and underneath. It's going to fill up 2 sa before it backs up and goes off into the Rosh Hashanah. This way, I'm reasonably assured that it won't happen on Shabbos. The chiddush is mein mebechutz bein mebefne. The opening over here, underneath the ground that the hole leads into, meaning to say, the box or the pit, whatever it is, could be outside in the Rosh Hashanah. It could be inside, in the courtyard. It would be either underneath the Rosh Hashanah or underneath the courtyard. Doesn't have to all be on the inside, as long as the water doesn't flow directly from the chatzar into the Rosh Hashanah. Elisha b'mechutz, but if you're making it in the Rosh Hashanah, tzarach likmar, you have to cover it. B'bifnim, if it's inside in the courtyard, ain't tzarach likmar, it doesn't have to be covered, it could be an open pit. Why do you have to cover it if it's on the outside? Well, some learn, so it shouldn't look like he poured the water out into the Rosh Hashanah. Some say, no, it has to do not with Hilchos Shabbos, but it has to do with you can't just make a hole in the Rosh Hashanah. And someone could fall in over here. And if they don't, they have to walk around the water. You have no right to do it. It's not yours. So therefore, it has to be covered on top, not to bother the people walking in the Rosh Hashanah. So once again, chazring over our Mishnah, we have a courtyard that is less than 4 amos, which means the average water that he's going to pour on Shabbos is going to pour over into the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you have to make a hole, and underneath the hole, there has to be an area that can hold at least 2 sa of water. And that area can be in the courtyard. It could even be built into the Rosh Hashanah. But if you build it into the Rosh Hashanah, you have to make sure to cover it well.